few of you getting in touch about bird flu. Dave says, kia ora, I was in the Orkney Islands this year and saw so many dead gannets washed up on the coast. My impression was that local folk, including conservation workers, just accepted it, a bit like most are now with COVID. Let's hope bird flu doesn't get here. Thanks very much for getting in touch, Dave. Also on 2101, Sue says, be careful not to interfere with healthy fledglings. They look hunched and fluffed up. They don't twitch, though. Don't interfere with a bird until you're sure they're sick. I've raised many birds, Sue says, and don't be too quick to jump in. Yeah, good advice there, because what Brett Gartrell from Massey University was saying, this is something that you can notice some different behaviour. You know, you maybe wouldn't expect it in birds, but don't sort of personally get involved. Ring the number. That number again, 0800 80 99 66. That's 0800 80 99 66 to report any mass bird deaths or strange bird behaviour to MPI. That's probably the best way. And then let them and biosecurity and DOC get involved and be the ones who deal with it all. A little bit of feedback on Edda Mussolini, who we were hearing about earlier this hour, a new book from Caroline Moorhead. Lorraine says, regarding the fascist being discussed, fascists think they're very, very special and that they'll be remembered forever because of their greatness. I think it's rather marvellous this woman is forgotten. Unheard of. And perhaps we should leave it that way. The author stated that we must understand the effect of fascism on Italy. Maybe take on a slightly more difficult research task than having a complete archive at your disposal and research some of the people who fought fascism in Italy. And lots of you getting in touch this morning, especially on that last interview about plants. This one says we don't need GE crops to feed the world. There's already enough food produced to feed 1.5 times the world population. What we do need is political and economic solutions to ensure fair distribution of the food we already produce. Also, this one in from Pat says, Morena, the rationale of feeding the world is false. Large quantities of grain and soy are fed to animals and others made into biofuels. Land in developing countries which small farmers could use sustainably is used to grow cotton and other commodities of the first world. But Abby has this take, I guess listening to the second half of the interview on plants. It was on pitcher plants and an underground pitcher plant which has been discovered in Borneo. She is listening along this morning and says, I'm just watering my pitcher plant in central Otago. I love it. They are very beautiful, Abby, I have to say. I was looking at some pictures of them while we were talking there to John Drury in that last hour.